Never, ever buy business card magnets because they're faded, they're old, they're super expensive. Here's what you do. Go to Office Depot or Staples or maybe Amazon and buy you a little 25-pack of the peel-and-stick magnets for business cards.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
All right, Batman, welcome aboard. Glad you can make it. In today's episode, our topic is marketing. Now, we're going to cover, just for the most part, getting started marketing, but marketing is huge. And I don't want you to think that marketing is all about spending money, because advertising is spending money. Marketing involves so many things that you can do for free. Okay. And we're going to get into those here in this episode. I tried to prioritize this a little bit, and so we can go through it one at a time. First off, okay, your business card. You got to have a business card if you're going to be in real estate business, okay? Now, what's the purpose of your business card? The purpose of your business card is a lead generator. It's not about, and this makes me sick to see this on real estate agents' business cards. They'll have a picture of their face, and then they'll put their name and their STP certified 32nd degree, STP, PDQ number 27, and all this and that. Do you think a motivated seller really gives a rat's kahuna about all that stuff? No, not at all. So why do they put that on their business card? They put it on their business card because maybe they belong to a bowling league with a bunch of realtors on it, and they can go around and impress each other and themselves about how many different certifications they have. I'm telling you, a motivated seller, all they want you to do is buy their house and make the problem go away. So here's where you can go to get your business cards. This is where I get mine, and I want you to get the thickest paper possible. It's called zooprinting.com. Just like a zoo full of animals, it's called zooprinting.com. And you can get 1,000 of these cards, real thick paper. It comes in a box almost 2 feet, no, maybe more than that, 2.5 feet long for 1,000 cards. And I'm guessing you can get them with free shipping for about $24 or so. And that's both sides color. So your business card, you got to have that. Your slogan should drive sellers and tenants to your website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And don't rely on your cell phone and all this. And don't put fax numbers on there. Don't put a bunch of gobbledygook in stuff that's worthless, okay? You want to have your company name and or logo. And then your slogan needs to be real big. So when I was rocking and rolling, my business card, everybody else was having these bright orange business cards. I didn't like that. I wanted to be different and outrageous. So odds are you've probably seen some kind of neon looking cardstock paper that looks, it's not necessarily bright yellow, but it almost has a lime green tint to it, like it has a battery in it and almost glows. Well, that was the paper that I had, and on the front of the card, and I had my logo, and the slogan was, "We buy houses, we rent homes." And you could see that from 10 feet away. And I had my website on there. So don't make it artsy fartsy where it blends in with all these curly Q fonts and all this that like the girls like to do. But it needs to be simple, bold, and it targets motivated sellers. Okay? And people should, with normal eyesight, should be able to read this from about 10 feet away. And so what I set a goal to do back when I got started, to put out 25 to 50 business cards every single day. So if you go to a car wash, for example, most of them have a cork board up there, and you'll see people fighting over the little push pins to pin their business card up there. Don't do that. Just take 15 or 20 cards and just pinch them down in the pocket or down in the edge of that cork board so you can see 15 or 20 business cards going across there. And when they see that many like that, if that slogan catches their eye, guess what they're going to do? They're going to grab your business card. And what I've done with a lot of investors, if you need help crafting your business card to be effective, let me know and we can get a one-on-one session scheduled where we craft your business card to be effective. And I want you to get the thickest, heaviest paper. Don't be a cheapskate and print this out on your own copy paper from Office Depot. It looks cheap. It looks flimsy. It's not effective. I mean, you want to have a, you want to be authoritative. You want to look like you know what you're doing, okay? And so business cards, always got to have those. Door hangers. Now, Zoo Printing is the same place I get my door hangers made. And door hangers can be used for almost anything. And you're allowed to steal and use my template, okay? And so the door hangers, they're bright. They pop. They stand out. They're outstanding looking. And here's what I use it for. If I see an abandoned house, maybe I put that on the door, okay? My maintenance guys, if there's a work order appointment that's scheduled and the tenant's not at home, they document it, write down on there, hey, you weren't here for your 2:30 appointment, call the office, Danny. And so much more that you can use those for. Okay, so door hangers, they're pretty cheap, and they're pre-punched and everything, so you can use those. And that's better than trying to stick a business card into a door or storm door on an empty house. Okay, now we're going to spend a little bit of money here on this next one, but listen to what it can do for you, and you make this decision. In today's world, you've got to have a website. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay? But Mike, I don't have the money. I don't know how to do that. You don't have to know how to do it. I've done it for you. So every bit of my marketing, my business cards, my door hangers, any flyers, anything, okay, yard signs, everything drives people to my website, and you can go check it out. It's called VistaKY.com. So we drive sellers there. We drive tenants there, rent-to-own buyers there, people want to buy. Go there. People need help finding a tenant. Go there. And here's what's cool about a website. It's open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, even on holidays. Are you going to answer your phone if somebody works late shift and they want to call you at 3:00 in the morning? They're not going to call you at 3:00 a.m. thinking you might be asleep. But if you drive them to your website, they can go there and fill in the form. You got a date, time stamp, and everything in there. Dealing with motivated sellers to help grow your business. Now, we could do another whole session just on the landlording aspects of it. But there's no need for you to have 3 or 4 or 5 websites. There are folks out there selling websites. Well, you need to have one for buyers. You need to have one for sellers. You need to have one for private lenders. You need to have one for who knows what, okay? And you don't need that. One simple website does everything imaginable for you. And if you look at Forbes magazine, you've heard of that, the top 2 resources for today's real estate investor, they listed the top 5. I'm going to recommend 2 of these that you must have. And the one I'm going to tell you about right now is the second one. So the second one is they recommend Carrot websites for real estate investors. And if you go to the Carrot website to get a website, it's going to cost you $69 a month. Now, the owner of that, his name is Trevor Malk, and he wanted me to help promote his website. So I said, okay, here's what I'll do. I need to have a website that is investor friendly. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, well, I've checked out your websites, Trevor, but none of them are investor friendly. They're all about West Coast mindset of wholesaling, of doing flips and flops and fixer-uppers and retail, but nothing for the investor. And investing means buy and hold. And he says, well, we can't do that out here. I said, I know. That's fine, but you know what? The rest of the world does. So he allowed me to, and I know just enough about WordPress to be dangerous. So he said, go in there and make your website the way you want it. I'll give you a template. And you can do that. Don't worry about polishing it. My staff will do that. So we created the Mike Butler version 2.0 is where we're at now, Carrot website. And it is awesome. So anything, your residents use it to contact you, work order requests. There's just so many things built into it. So you can go to Carrot website and buy one website. It costs you $69. Here's what you get with Mike's. Join my gold membership. You get to try it for $1 for 30 days. We'll turn on and set up your Carrot website, and that's included for free. Okay, and with a gold membership, 30 days costs you a buck. After that, it's only $49 a month. On top of the free Investor Carrot website that's included with your gold membership, you're going to get access to the Power Lunch video replays, and you get a 10% discount on anything from Mike Butler. That is awesome. And so it works. Your websites work. I mean, it's open for you 24/7. So you got to have a website. That's what I recommend you get started with. Yeah, we got higher level memberships, but you don't need that getting started. Okay. The number one thing that Forbes magazine says that you have to have is a unique, just very, I don't know how to describe it, miraculous almost, phone app called Deal Machine, dealmachine.com. And I want you to use the code, write this down, M Butler. And if you use my code M Butler, what it does is it's going to put $10 cash into your account so that you can use that to either send a postcard or pull a phone number or something like that of the current, get more information. But I use this all of the time. And imagine this. So take it, it's installed on your cell phone, and I'm holding my cell phone right now. So I just touch the Deal Machine app. I can be driving down the street, stop in front of a house, take a picture of it, and literally within 2 seconds, it pulls up the owner information, the history of the property, when it was bought, when it was sold, the owner's address. I just can't imagine. Tax assessment, all kinds of stuff. Anywhere in the USA. And then the other thing is, if you're not sitting in front of it, you can also punch in an address and it'll do the same thing for you. Now, it's got some extra bells and whistles in there. And so for like 99 cents, if you want to send this owner a postcard, for 99 cents, you can send this owner a postcard with a picture of the house and said, "Hey, Tom, I can make this ugly problem go away for you in Louisville, Kentucky. Give me a call," or whatever you want to put on there. Isn't that kind of neat? So I use that all the time, and it keeps a record of that. Plus, you can have up to 3 bird dogs that you can give permission to be a bird dog. They call them deal finders. And then they can ride around if they're maybe a pizza delivery person or paper boy or who knows what, a delivery. Now, UPS and FedEx, they don't have time to fart anymore. But yeah, just think about that. Somebody that wants to drive around, if they take a picture, "Hey, that one looks abandoned. The grass growed up. Something doesn't look right. And, you know, mail falling out of the mailbox." They'll take a picture of it and send it to you right inside your Deal Machine, and you get that. They cannot access anything else in there. They can't see all your deals. They can't see the other bird dogs or anything like that. And you can have up to 3 for free. Okay, and what's that cost? It costs $49 a month, and it is well worth it. I use it over and over and over again. So imagine this, if you're processing a rental application. Well, you could punch in an address, and they say they're there, and see if the owner slash landlord matches or if it's the same. So there's a lot of things you can do with that Deal Machine app, and that is awesome. Dealmachine.com. Use the promo code M Butler, all small case, and I'll put $10 in your account. David Lecko created this, and he allowed me to do this just for you. Okay, so that you can pretty much give it there's no contract. You don't have to sign on for a year or anything, month to month. If you like it for a month, keep it going. If you don't like it and it's not for you, that's fine. You can take more pictures of the properties, all kinds of good stuff. Okay, so those are the two kind of sales pitch. Now, the other thing you're going to have to do, and I would encourage you to, okay, for starters, getting started, you got to have a business card. You'll agree with me on that. The door hangers, I mean, you got to have those. Just keep those in your door pocket, okay? In the pocket of your door, your truck, or something like that. You got to have a website in today's world. Even if you don't have any properties, it's just going to give you more credibility. It's already set up for you. You just fill in the blanks, and boom, it pops up. Deal Machine, that's a great app you got to have today. It's going to save you money, make you money, be more efficient, help you in your follow-up. The other one is, and you can get this at Staples or Office Depot, never, ever buy business card magnets. because they're faded, they're old, they're super expensive. Here's what you do. Go to Office Depot or Staples or maybe Amazon and buy you a little 25-pack of the peel-and-stick magnets for business cards. And then whenever you get out of your truck or your car and you're looking at a house, and especially if it's owner-occupied or the family's there or whatever, I want you to, before you get out of your truck or car, take one of those magnets and peel that sticker off and then put one of your business cards on that magnet. Now have another business card in your hand. And so when you go up to greet whoever you're meeting there, you hand them your business card and say, hey, my name's Mike Butler and you must be Fred, right? Yeah, I'm Fred. So as you're walking through the house, never, ever ask for permission. You're just going to say, hey, I got a gift for you here, and you're going to slap that magnet on that refrigerator. Now, remember in a couple of, well, a previous episode or two, I talked about where I was on the top deck of the cruise ship and the lady that I saw the year before called me up and said she's ready to sell. Guess how she found out how to get a hold of me? That magnet that I put on her fridge. Okay? So spend the $9 or whatever it is for the peel and stick business card magnets and put them on their fridge there. Almost done here. Almost forgot about this one. Now, you might not want to do this until you get a property or two, or if you have access to some place that has a good road frontage or something. Okay. But yard signs. Eventually, you're going to have to get yard signs. And back in the day when I got started, we had to go, well, for the most part, we buy those big old metal frames with Masonite boards. You know, today those things cost about $200 a piece and they get tore up and all this stuff. So no, I'm not using those anymore. I want to use disposable signs. So once again, go to zooprinting.com and I get the corrugated plastic sign, yard signs with H. The letter H as in Henry. They call them H stakes. So you put the H stake in the ground, then you slide your corrugated plastic sign over the on top of the H stakes there. And so I buy them like 50 yard signs at a time. You don't have to buy that many. Buy one or two or whatever, five, okay? And you don't need that to get started. But you can design it, and I want you to follow the same guidelines as your business card and your door hanger. So on my yard sign, and you can steal and use the template that I use for mine. And it, at the top, it says for rent. And then underneath that, it says sale, rent to own. Then I have my website, vistaky.com, and then our office number. And then underneath that, I've got we buy houses also. So we rent homes, we buy houses, and I got the Fair Housing logo on there. So those are just some things to help you get started in the marketing. And be careful. You don't need to spend all this other stuff. You don't need to buy Yellow Page ads. You don't need to buy TV commercials or radio commercials. They're just outrageous, okay? But you just got 5 hours a week. Let's make it effective. Let's get you rocking and rolling and getting comfortable making those offers. And I'm here to help you. And if you want to get any kind of coaching session set up or learn more, you can go to MikeButler.com and just click on contact us or contact Mike and then fill in the blanks and we can take it from there. But I am so excited that you are taking action to make a difference in your life and going after those dreams you used to, the dreaming about the lifestyle that you used, well, let's say, pursuing the lifestyle that you used to just dream about. You can make that real. I never thought in a million years I'd be where I'm at today, and I want to help you take the yellow brick road and not the one full of potholes and gravel and roads and drop-offs and all that. So I'm going to stop bumping my gums right here, and I'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.